This is the Word of God from the Household of David Church. It is a message designed to raise men after God's own heart. Listen and be blessed.
Let's read God's Word together this morning. Deuteronomy chapter 8. All the commandments which I command in this day shall observe and do, that you may live and multiply. Maybe second service. Observe and do, that you may live and multiply and go to possess the land which the Lord swear to your fathers. Observing God's word leads to multiplication. Thou shalt remember all the way which the Lord the God led thee these 40 years. I'm saying this because something is about to happen. I don't know whether this is the only
time, but something is about to happen.
Thou shalt remember all the way which the Lord thy God fought to honor thee, to prove thee, to know what was in your heart, whether thou wouldest keep his commandment or no. Next verse. He humbled thee and suffered thee to hunger, and fed thee with manna. Hallelujah. Well, you could not meet in your building, but he provided where to meet. Neither did thy fathers know anything about the manna. You don't know anything about it. But he said that he might make thee to know that man doth not live by bread only, but by every word which proceed out of the mouth of the Lord doth man live by. God bless you. Can have your seat. Thank you. That alone is a direct message. What a beautiful sight, meeting outside today. It's wonderful. And this is just for service. Wow. That means we might need to get a lot more chair for second service. Listen, I was in California one time, the largest Baptist church in America. They were constructing, and for almost 3 months, they were meeting outside. It was hot. California can be very hot. Very hot. Under a tent outside, that was, and we're having a nice time. Everybody, including the pastor that preached, wore 3/4. You know, honestly, there is a way you let Satan know that life is sweet. Too many people think about what they shouldn't think about. What of if the only point God wants to prove is to use this church as an example that church is not a building? So, within 1 month, we are met in High Point, Daystar, Lattering, under the tent. And guess what? We have not reduced. The Bible says, he made them to go through wilderness. He made them to get hungry. Then he quickly gave them manna. So no building, but one came out. It might not be a part. Okay. And the Bible said the Lord is shooting for one thing. He wants them to get to a point where they will know that man does not live by bread alone. That means the moment they knew it, then they entered the promised land. So can I ask a church this morning, have you reached a point where you now realize that church does not need a building? Yes, sir. You know, the apostles did not have a cathedral. Blessed be all the people who have been consistent all this while. And I'm surprised. As far as I can remember, I see all the workers, I see everybody. If this were to happen elsewhere, no AC, no screen, some other people would just stay at home. That means to them, God's testimony concerning them will be like, this one does not know that church does not live by building alone. That means church is any way people gather to share the word and worship. Whether they do it in a building, outside a building, on top of a roof, wherever they are central team, what they gather around is the word and worship. God is satisfied that that is a church. Wow. Hallelujah. So at times, he does some things to let you know what is in your hand. He already knows what is your hand, but he wants you to know. If, for instance, anybody now didn't really come to church because they couldn't meet in a luxurious place, the angel watching over there will just call them that say, for you, we now know that comfort is what you call church. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And you know, your wilderness journey ends as soon as you realize what God wants you to realize. I just want to stop here this morning for everybody to understand my voice. Once there is a delay, there is a point the Lord is making you to understand. And if you don't pay attention, you prolong the days in the wilderness. Let me end this way. You see, one thing that Christians do, we are loud. We worship. We praise God. But we don't like to follow instruction. When they read testimonies, I don't always believe that when God speaks through me in a church, that it's just for 2-3 people. I won't mention the units, but it's a unit with a lot of people. After workers meeting on Saturday, their HOD was asking all of them, and the unit, they know themselves, what I'm saying, was asking all of them. Now, Pastor Shola gave an instruction that says dollar is becoming something else. That even if it's $1, buy $1 and give. The church does not need your money. It's a demonstration of your authority over the situation around. And she asked maybe 12 people, how many people did it? Only 2. Why don't we like instruction? I will tell you one very, very funny. It's not a new thing. I don't know how many of you have seen the film on Ridiculous Century with the Covenant Church. Baba has shared his story before, but it's also in that film. It's real. He has shared before, but they acted in that movie also. When Pastor Nibu just got born again, the zeal was there. I went with this. And himself and his wife went to church. And Paki Dayomi, the founder of Redeem, that ancient saint, that man, he came and he said that Redeem has found a land, the whole Redeem worldwide, that time, they went up to 400. And he said that, so we'll begin to build or something like that. And he said that God has led me to say everybody should give their salary for that month. Just about 300 people. And the old church got up and clapped and erupted in joy. Pardon me, we were just a new Christian man. He said, that's why we're going home and they were discussing. She emptied her account, the empty is. In fact, they do only give the sign, they empty everything and they came to church and dropped. About 2 weeks after, that was a week to end of the month. About 2 weeks after that, parking down, me just remembers what he said. No, the man was not literally very anointed man. He just said, oh, by the way, said it's Yoruba, the instruction God gave. How many of us performed? In the old church, only Pastor and his wife stood up. They sat down back because they were ashamed. But everybody erupted. At times, Christians have made it look like the Bible lies. Because we quote promises, but we run away from the conditions attached to them. Paul said, follow me as I
follow Christ. We rise by instructions that will be.
Let me say this to everybody.
It's not about giving alone.
Many times when you pray,
God organizes a step of obedience for you.
Once
you miss it, forget about your prayer.
What we want is God
to do what we want him to do without you. If you do and serve, in the scheme of things, the reason for obedience is better than what.
1 Samuel 15:22.
Many say to rather sacrifice. We have sacrificed your prayer on all the mountains of Nigeria. What is lacking will do that? They have been praying. The Lord has told them to just pray one person. They remember that who 7 days tried than to call that person and say, I'm sorry. Man down
and
pray.
And people like that, they scare. Somebody sees them praying day and night and he wonders that before God does something for me, will I also pray like this? Is God that stingy? That you have to beg him for days of empty stomach? Because many times people don't like instruction. The Lord tells somebody, do this. And he says, no. One of the characteristics of instruction, they are always very painful to the flesh. Yes. If the Lord asks you to ever apologize to somebody, he does not need the apology. You need it. And when you say no, you just block something. And then you try to... So obedience is better than sacrifice. Now you want to sacrifice. Then you go for online prayer. Platform 1, platform 2, platform 3, platform 4. One prayer by 5 a.m., another by 6 a.m., another by 7:30. And still your life is not changed. Then when it's rooted, Christianity is not working. No, it is rooted in obedience. You must let the Bible answer. It has said that to obey is better than sacrifice. When we pray, one of the things we should shoot out for is that, Lord, what are you saying that I need to obey? And you know what? At times, once you obey the last instruction, God will now tell you the next one. This is probably the voice of the Holy Spirit is silent in many lives. To obey. To obey. Mashaya mandala baria to selemanda. Lugo bala mandele baradias. Eskelemandora bo selemandalabas. Deya makiria mandele boromosea. Lacrendo sulemandala bara ishala mandele bo. Luke selemandala barataya. About 2 years ago or 3 years ago. About 3 years ago, a church got burnt completely in this Lagos. And I happened to know the pastor. And I felt like supporting them. But I keep pushing, I kept pushing, pushing, pushing. Recently, the Lord just told me. No, he didn't know that this is connected. No, it's not. But he just told me that, you know what, you still have an opportunity to reach out to those people. Even though you are also in the process of rebuilding, reach out to them. And I told the account department that we are going to send a huge amount of money, even though, because they are still trying to rebuild. Because we are going to do it in a record time, in no time. We are following government procedure, and by the grace of God, we are almost there. So, any moment from now, there is a... So, I just decided. After 2 years, I just remember, how did I forget this thing? Now, this thing happened because we did not know. The Lord just told me that, Richard, he told me that when you, there is not too late. When you do now, there are things I still want to do connected to that thing. To obey. To obey is better than sacrifice. Are you hearing what I'm saying? I'm going to stop here. Glory to God. Take it back to what I started with. What is the Lord saying that you are not paying attention to? Sometimes the angel is carrying someone's baby and wants to give the person, but they want the person to just know first of all that I serve the Lord, baby or no baby. The day you make up your mind on that, you have one. Every time you are bothered about marriage, and you know what? Sincerely, when somebody loves you deeply, that is the most dangerous person to offend. God's love is so strong that at times he says, do I have your attention? It's like anytime I'm before you trying to fellowship with you, you are asking me about that husband, about that job, that, Susan, can you enjoy me your Lord before you talk of husband? Is he husband? I can fabricate one for you, I'm the Almighty. But you see, anytime I'm fellowshipping with you, your heart is on. You are not thinking me, you are thinking him. You are thinking her, you are thinking it, the job. And the Lord said that I'm offended. Because fellowship is the only thing that God needs from man. When he created Adam, he will come down in the cool of the day to fellowship from heaven. Affinity. How far you are willing to travel for something shows how desperate you are for that thing. The Lord will come down to the garden to fellowship with man. Since that time till now, the plan has not changed. First of all, God wants fellowship. But all over the world, Christians want something first, not fellowship. In fact, they use fellowship to say, the first thing the Lord told Yonggi Cho, in building relationship with the Holy Spirit, you are going to miss him. He will not talk to you. If you only call him when you are in trouble, Holy Spirit, lead me now. I'm in debt. How do I pay back? You are a user. How about every day, Holy Spirit, I love you. I thank you. When you build that, when you are in a need, it will tell you. But many people want to know him so that you can use him to get you something. And he's not going to allow you to use it. I don't know if you understand what I'm saying. Are we prepared to fellowship with God? Or it's all about anytime there is intimacy, it is for you to ask for something. There is no man here under the sound of my voice or a woman that you won't get, that you, it won't grieve you if your husband or your wife is only using you. And you can tell. It is all about when the person needs something. When the person needs something. So your wife tells you day and night, I need this, I need that. That's all. The only time she talks to you, if and when she says dear, you know what is next. like I saw on Facebook where the daughter just said, Daddy, you know I love you. And the father said, how much do you need? And she was saying, Dad, no. You know, I said, but you and I, we know you now. We know you. By the time you begin to say, Daddy, I love you, we know what you are saying. In some marriages, some women, like the husband says, I love you, it's because he wants sex. And it won't take time for the woman to know. Some men are looking down. It looks like some side. Your I love you is only when you, that's only time. And then there's a way you do your eyes. She knows where you are going. You don't just say, I love you, just to appreciate her. The man you say to your wife that, you know, you are very beautiful. Hey. If you are not married, shut your ear. It's none of your business. Begin to spend time with the Word of God. There is so many things that the Lord will want to tell you. The plan around your life is bigger than the needs in your life. And when you find the plan, the lesser is always included in the bigger. It's always inside the plan are all the other things that you need. At the center of it all, it's you that I see. It's you that I see. Lift up your hands and sing to Him. At the center of it all, it's you that I see. One more time. There is power in your name. Miracles happen in your name. As we lift our voice. Hallelujah. I don't know whether I will be in next week or not, but certainly something good is coming and everything. But men and brethren, get ready. In this match, it's my prayer. All the testimonies we are read that people are giving, they will spread in our midst. What that guy shared about somebody giving to on Monday, I don't know whether it's Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Honestly, this should be a common occurrence in our midst. When an instruction is given, obey. We're having leaders meeting on Sunday, and one of the leaders started praying a prayer of repentance. That sometimes I say, invite somebody to church and everybody discards. Answers are always in an instruction. Please delete from your hearts that you will do nothing and God will do everything. Delete it. Begin to believe that God will give you an instruction and that instruction will change your life. And it's such that when you are teaching other people, you can tell people what the Lord asked you to that led you. There are blessings that you do nothing about, but inside the blessing, there are instructions that God will give. There are instructions. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Next Sunday is going to be another powerful service. Can I say to everybody, don't come alone on Sunday. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Go back to ask the Lord to show you any instruction He has given you that you have not obeyed. And go back and obey. Ask Him to show you. The HOD that was asking the people, she did a job for an elderly person. and their son came from America and saw the job, and right now they are willing to bring her to America. She said, I'm not even planning to live in America. They said, yes, we're not saying you should leave. Just come and do a work. We pay. You go back, you come. You go back, you come. And they started paying them foreign currency. What does it take God to lift people? If you are a member of this church, you know very well. We are not covetous or we don't use gimmicks or anything. There's nothing I have asked the Lord that he has not sent. There's nothing. He has been gracious. He has been gracious. I told you right here, from Pastor Jerry Eze to Apostle, to all these people, many of them, they support the gift when this thing happened. And I thank God for even people that I'm not very close to. See, the Lord has surrounded us with people. So when we make people, you know, to get all these things, it's not an issue. Many people have never heard me say this before. And for every Sunday we used in Latter-day, we were paying $4 million per Sunday. They do see us raising money and asking that, but I'm telling you something, men and brethren, that when an instruction is given, it's for you. It's for you. It is grievous when I watch Christians remain at a level. So when you pray, start asking God to direct and lead you. It is important. Ask God to guide and lead you. Ask him to show you. Be more interested in something being said to you. Yes. Tomorrow morning, the Lord can actually, you can just feel led to go and visit or go somewhere. And that will not be an ordinary visitation. Instruction. I don't know whether you have heard what I'm just saying. Well, you know, as I'm standing there, I'm sensing in my spirit that there are many things that the Lord will lead many of you on. Yes, many things. It might be about your family, about your job, about anything. Just ask God that, Lord, what exactly? Yes. That will also lead to one thing which I cannot talk about today because I'm done. When you finish praying, sit down there for a while. Honestly speaking, all of you understand, there has never been a time that you prayed and you were the only one there. I'm sure you know. The Holy Spirit was there. The Lord that you prayed to, Jesus Christ, who lives in you, he was there when you prayed. Don't be too quick to get up and leave. Sometimes when you finish praying, even if you need to lie down, sit down there for a while, even if it's just 7 minutes. Don't finish praying and jump and pick your phone. Ask so many people that start Facebooking. See me and my swag. That's all you are watching on Instagram. Why don't you just wait a little? When you have finished talking, keep quiet and wait. They that wait upon the Lord. What does it mean to wait? Wait means wait. Even in Hebrew. Wait is wait. I'm not saying it's written as wait in Hebrew. I'm just saying that any language, wait means wait. Just wait. We wait on you. Let's rise. Is somebody blessed today? Did you get blessed in this service? Father, we give you praise. Just wave your hands and bless the name of the Lord.
Thank you for being a part of our broadcast. You know, we never like to end without giving you an opportunity to make Jesus Christ the Lord of your life. Coming into Christ is beyond joining a church, is beyond a religion. It is joining God's family. And that is done when you believe in Christ Jesus. So I just want to lead you right away now. If you want to give your heart to Christ, just say after me, say, Lord Jesus, I believe that you died and rose again and that you paid for my sins. I accept you as my Lord and my Savior, and from today I belong to you. If you have said those words, we'll believe you are born again. You are part of God's family right now. You can go ahead and rejoice about it. God bless you. We love you. Stay blessed.